Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan
with insurancebroker.ie
on News Talk.
We want to talk about the sale of cocaine kits openly on sale in Dublin's north inner city. And it seems to be, when you look at a photograph of it, it's a small little black pouch, and it contains, there's a razor blade, snorting tube, vial, metal spoon, all contained within this snuff kit, which will set you back about €18. But it really shows how the drug, how cocaine has become so socially acceptable that this is on sale in broad daylight in a shop window on a shop shelf. Christy's with me on the line today. Christy's a former drug squad officer or Garda with the Gardaí. What was your reaction, Christy, to this?
Well, I'm actually astonished and astounded because, you know, what you're doing is you're encouraging people to think that this is okay, young or old, this is okay. You go in and you buy your pouch, and then you have to go on and, you know, you make a purchase of your cocaine, and it's all seemingly acceptable, but it's not acceptable. We know the damage that drugs does to people and what it does to society as a whole, and I'm very concerned that these black pouches would be sold. We had an issue with relation to spice some years ago, being sold in shops where, you know, young people were buying this psychoactive drug on sale, and then there was a hue and cry, and then the government took some action in relation to the sale and supply of it. And it's really worrying when we're talking about drugs. These are psychoactive substances that really alter your mindset, you know, and I'd be very, very concerned that that something like this would be sold so openly.
It doesn't seem to be illegal, though. I mean, it would appear that the sale of this sort of drug paraphernalia is legal under the current legislation.
Well, yes, it seems to be so, but I'm sure the government could bring in a statutory instrument that could change that whole concept and make it illegal. Because really, at the end of the day, Andrea, you know, we have a serious problem in drugs, and we're talking about cocaine here. We're talking about ketamine has become another drug that's coming to the fore in the last number of years, you know, nearly replacing heroin and all of those substances. So we're talking about, you know, the hard drugs, and we have to be very concerned that shops would sell the accoutrements that would make people buy hard drugs like this.
Mm. I mean, I'm told as well, similar pouches like this, or similar kind of so-called snuff kits, are also available for purchase on multiple different websites, but the descriptions kind of carefully omit any reference to cocaine or drug use. You'd have to ask what else you might be using this pouch for then.
Yeah, and that's the reality is now on social media, you know, there's stuff being sold online, either through the black market or anywhere else, but they're being sold as something totally different or advertised as something totally different. Yet we know what the real purpose of these kits are. And I'd really be concerned that they'd be sold so openly in shops, encouraging young people, especially young people, you know, school children, etc., to buy these types of kits, thinking they're acceptable, encouraging young people to take drugs. And I think that's totally wrong.
Stay with us, Christy. Marie Byrne is with us on the line as well. Marie works in drug prevention and recovery. Should paraphernalia like this be banned, Marie?
Oh, yes, of course. I agree with Christy completely on this. I've worked most of my life inadvertently in this country and in many other countries. And one of the things you find is that if you make something seem accessible, it makes it more approachable for young people to go in and do it. They will do it. And it makes it easier for people to consider using if they think. And I mean, when you look at the price of it, I have to laugh, really, because you'd actually have to be on drugs to pay €18 for that. A small mirror and a blade, you know. I wonder would they sell tissues for the amount of cocaine users that I have who've come to me who are having nosebleeds where the soft tissue is disintegrating in their nose from putting powder up it, which is basically where cocaine leaves are washed out with ammonia, with petrol, basically, and also with cement products. And that's how cocaine is made. And you can look that up, Google it if they like. So please provide the other things for their aftercare, or visit the A&Es and see how many of them are suffering from heart attacks at the moment. I do assessments all the time on people for addictions. And I have found that people talk about in Ireland, you know, we have all these social problems and we can blame everything at the moment. But one of our biggest problems in Ireland really at the moment is the extent of our drug use. And you can ask all the Gardaí in the world to come in and sort it for you. But unless you bring in the legislation that stops people who are living off the backs of misery of people in this country. And remember that many of the cocaine users also start off as young people, sometimes now around 14 years of age, and they're progressing into hospitalisation basically at some point. But you also have parents who are working parents. And if you look at the children in these circumstances, you'll see how the neglect and how the money is taken up by the drugs. Cocaine goes to the brain. It affects the way people respond to others. They're slightly more aggressive, more argumentative. Look at the way people are driving on the roads. I certainly know that it would definitely affect their driving skills. We talk about anger on the roads, but if you tested all the drivers that are on the road at the moment, you would get a very high rate of drug use, because we have one of the highest rates in Europe at the moment, according to the MCDDA report, which is an astonishing report on a small island, which basically is in the sea that you could actually work with and control. And the supply and demand.
So then you see something like this, you know, and I'm conscious, Marie, a lot of people that have, this is just not their world at all and they know very little about it. But like the idea that you would have this sort of black pouch or snuff kit, as it's sort of been dubbed, it does highlight the normalisation, though, doesn't it, of cocaine and cocaine use across the country?
It normalises greed, because if somebody's selling it, honestly, you have to look at the moral compass. Would I sell it? No, because I spend so much time trying to help people or assess if they have an addiction. If they have one, then where to go for help without judgment. And to see somebody selling it, and then I see the amount of people I see coming who are having extensive physical problems and paranoia and psychotic episodes and a lot of anger in their homes and aggression from cocaine use. And that's only one drug. You must remember that there are mixes of drugs, as Christy said about ketamine, so popular now. And then there are drugs that are combined now that are uppers and downers that you really do have to visit an A&E and see what's going on.
See what's actually going on.
Remember that some of it's irreparable damage.
Just when you mentioned that, Donal is with us on the line as well, because Donal, I believe you work with people who are trying to kind of get their life back on track or live a normal life after issues with addiction. I presume you too, like Marie and Christy, think this kind of paraphernalia needs to be banned from being sold.
Yeah, I don't really get into that side of the argument, because you either have to try and prevent it or you help the people who are after getting caught up in it. And I'm on the latter. But we have no deterrent punishment for the use of this illegal drug. And once there's no deterrent punishment, the drugs will be used. Now, it doesn't affect you that badly when you compare it to alcohol and sports people. There's no checking for cocaine in any of the major sports arenas where people are performing. Talk about Gaelic football, soccer, rugby. None of these players are tested for cocaine.
Should they be?
Of course. And if they're caught, there should be a lifetime ban. And, you know, when you catch people peddling, creating this cocaine, they should go away for life. The mandatory sentence should be life imprisonment without any parole.
Right, so we need a hard line around sentencing. Okay, but just in relation to these cocaine kits, as they're seen, like there is a listener, Donal, who makes the point today to say nothing in that kit is illegal.
Yeah,
well, in isolation, it's not. But
I mean, they're not being sold. They're not being sold as cocaine kits. They're being sold as snuff kits, and snuff is legal. So you know, it's okay. You're getting into the argument, of course, and nobody wants them sold. Mm. If someone is saying this is a cocaine kit and you can get them saying that, I'm sure the Garda Gael would agree. Take that guy and charge him with aiding and abetting a crime, for sure. But you have to go after it. To solve a problem, you have to go after the cause. And you're going to go a long way, and it's always going to go back to the house, the parents, the economics around their living. And our current system is driving that like a herder of cattle. The current policies in Ireland are driving all this when you start to go into it. Now, you can say, well, that take too much. Well, then, what takes too much okay. to solve a problem?
087 1400 106 is the WhatsApp number. Dean is with me on the line today. Dean, you've been listening to Donal there and Marie and Christy. You're in recovery from addiction, is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it just listening, you know, some I agree with, some I don't, which you're always going to have that. You know, I don't believe we need to go back to the homes or to the parents. It's, you know, these are people working that have businesses and they're selling this stuff, knowing that the addicts are out there willing to pay for it, you know, and are disguising it as a snuff kit. It should be taken off the market. You know, the government can easily do stuff like this. You know, like all, like they're selling everything. You know, we walked into, I go to buy me vape juice and me stuff in one certain shop that only has vape juice. But then I go into this other shop that has all the hemp stuff and all the ashtrays and the bongs and all this stuff. And it's like, why is it legal? You know, it's crazy. We have a big drug problem, but yeah, you're letting legitimate businesses sell all this stuff to addicts. And then, you know, like the first woman said, you know, and the guard said as well, you know, it's encouraging young people to be like, oh, what's that? All right, oh, that's for cocaine. Oh, maybe we should get cocaine and use this, because young kids are drawn to shiny things, to gadgets, and that's where they're targeting these people. Like,
well, you know, it definitely sends a message, you know, to well, not just to younger people, to anybody walking past any of the stores or browsing on websites where you can see this. It definitely sends a message that this is something that's acceptable in society today.
Yeah, it's also triggering as well to people in recovery, you know, because people in recovery seeing this stuff in the shops or people talking about it on the streets. We like when I'm listening to this stuff getting spoke about, you know, it's triggering me, you know, and I had to turn on my heels and walk back out of that shop because I'd seen all the bongs and ashtrays and fancy lighters or weed plants all over them. And it's like, oh, I can't do this. And I had to walk out. You know, the relapse rate is so high, and it's because of all stuff like this. You know, people are trying to change their lives around, but how can we, when legitimate business owners are selling this stuff, trying to entice us to go and buy it when they know exactly what it's for?
And they'll say, look, there's nothing illegal about what they're selling at the moment.
Yeah, yeah, but everybody knows it is. We all know what it's. It's the happy hippie shops all over again, where all that snow blow and all of that stuff on the packet used to say bath salts, but we all knew it wasn't bath salts. You know, it's that all over again. And if something isn't done about it, that's what's gonna, they're gonna start selling fake cocaine. That's actually real cocaine. You know, it's just a cycle happening over again because, you know, the changes aren't being made.
Okay. Well, speaking of change, Dean, Aubrey McCarthy is with me. Aubrey's a senator and co-founder of Tiggling, which is an addiction charity and organisation. I mean, surely more can be done, Aubrey, to clamp down on the sale of paraphernalia like this.
I'm in Donald's camp. I've spent 20 years. I was brought up with addiction in my own family, and I know how it can be like a grenade and tear everything apart. So I spent 20 years to try and educate people, prevent people, provide rehabilitation, etc. And that's why we founded Tiglin. And even when Donald mentioned bath salt, I worked with a guy who was on heroin for years, and we got him off heroin. He was doing well, and he took bath salts, and he died. And you sort of go, heroin was illegal, bath salts were legal. So it really, really is troubling when you see the sale of paraphernalia for cocaine on the street. Now, that is troubling. And I hear that it's €18 for the snort kit or whatever. I know if people are pulled up, for example, with opium pipes or tinfoil or something in their pocket, the guards can press charges. So I don't understand how in the area of cocaine the same laws cannot apply. So why is it openly available on the streets? I know with Tiglin, we've 8 different centres now, and I know the rise in people seeking help for cocaine addiction has spiraled. Mm. So it's not an abstract statistic. You're talking about mothers, fathers, sons, daughters, and they come to the Tig Lynn and they're broken. You also might know, Andrea, we have the Lighthouse Homeless Cafe in Dublin.
Yeah.
And we're feeding up to 300 to 500 a day there. But you meet people, genuine people, they're ordinary lads, girls, who have just come undone by this white powder. So for shops to then be profiteering by putting little pouches together, I mean, that is putting a whole culture change.
So is the legislation already there, Aubrey, to prevent the sale of these sort of kits, or do we need something extra to do so?
Well, for example, tinfoil is not illegal. However, if you've tinfoil on a pipe, etc., in a kit, well, then the guards can take a route on that. They can press charges. So I know that's in the area of heroin or opium addiction. So I presume the same can be impacted. What exactly is in these kits, I don't know.
Razor blade, it's a snorting tube, there's a little myrrh with it, a vial, and a metal spoon.
Let me just say, a razor blade. I know a homeless guy that I worked with. He was sleeping rough and he had a razor in his pocket and he got a charge over that and it was a conviction. So a razor blade is totally illegal to be carrying along in the street. So I mean, even on that point, away from the drugs, you can't get away with that. But I do think it's not just about law enforcement. I think it's about culture. And I think in Ireland, we've reached a point where cocaine use is just seen as going out for the evening. And I think we have to challenge that narrative. Mm. And I think you do that with education, you do it with prevention, but you also do it with visible alternatives, wellness, you know, things like that. But I know in Tig Lynn, we talk about hope, we talk about purpose, dignity, and that must be matched with the responsibility of the retail trade as well. And as a society, you can't turn your blind eye while drug culture is now being packaged and being sold on Talbot Street.
Right. Well, it's in Dublin's north inner city, or city, I should say, Aubrey, and it's been sold at about €18. Look, the email is lunchtimelive@newstalk.com. Aubrey McCarthy, Senator, co-founder of Tig Lynn, also Dean Donal, Marie Byrne there, who's working in the area of drug prevention and recovery, and Christy, who's a former Garda as well. Thanks a million for joining us here on Lunchtime Live today.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.